We did not get divorced. I love you, sis. Except you get the sofa tonight. I did not listen to Lauren's show on purpose because I had to focus. I have to get in my peace. So it'll be interesting how synchronistic this is, or whatever pieces we said that are in common. But I love you, and I'm excited to be here with everyone. And can you believe this is happening? I just feel love is in the air. It's everywhere. It's just everywhere. So I'm solo on this hour, and we're it two independent creative beings. We want to express in other ways and just play with some different things, different options. And we said that when we got the third show. So BBS, let me just check. Do you have a copy? Is all good? Yep. Okay. Yep. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. So the beautiful article today is February 21st, 2026. And for the people as beautiful as ever put out the article, The Sun. There's so much in that article. Very synchronistic. And it states the love of a man, the love of a woman. I'm just going to read a piece of what they said about today. Today, 0 degree Aries marks a shift in the direction of the sun, a shift in orientation that has not occurred for thousands of years, changing the dynamics of this planet significantly in terms of masculine and feminine energy and how we use our power. This will mark the reunion of the authentic feminine and authentic masculine that builds worlds and ignites miracles together. Yay. Just wow. Isn't this what we've been waiting for? Isn't it just, I feel so many of us have been waiting for these love stories. Aren't we ready to hear all the love stories? I am, including my own. So I have a giant bag of breadcrumbs here today. I had the strongest push about 2 weeks ago. Okay, I was inspired. I was just feeling something for today. So I knew to go solo for both of us was going to be significant. I don't know why there's no map. And then little synchronicities happen, of course. So I'm really here to tell. Okay, I was inspired and I also felt like I had a giant boot to my backside. If I'm honest, and I'm honest, it just felt like this strong force. I have to say more. I have to share more of the story, of my story. That's all I can speak about. That's really all I can offer. That's how I can participate, is just sharing my story. I recognize how much I grew and got activated by Q and Mermaid's story. So we're all doing that here on the radio. But I felt the need to go into more and more details, a little more granularity about specific topics. Because, well, let me just say it here. The reason I can do this today is because my beautiful sister, Lauren, on January 31st, took such great care and so sweet to listen to the show, took care of me and recognized me and introduced me in a deeper level that allowed me to talk more even today. So I'm so honored we're doing this, that we get to do this together in our unique expressions and share with all of you. So thank you, Lauren. I love you. And also for my friends here who recognize me as well. Isn't it cool how we're all bouncing off of each other, helping each other? Can't even know it, can't even articulate. And of course, to thank you and Q and Mermaid for recognizing me and sharing endless clues of breadcrumbs. Endless, endless, endless. So I want to say as well, if you're new here, if anyone's new to the show and you're watching the world, like what the heck, WTH, what the heck is happening? There's massive amounts of disclosure. And if you're new to Unstoppable Love, if you're new to BBS, just know many of us have found Q years ago, publicly speaking in a body, sharing disclosure, his story, and showing us to go within and live our highest excitement, and of course, much more. So many of us found ourselves here and are realizing who we truly are, the light animating our bodies. There's something different going on here. So welcome. However you got here, welcome. And I was also inspired, as I shared on another show, witnessing my children awakening to more details in different ways. They have unique ways. And it's so inspiring to be able to watch from such a peaceful place and guide them how I can. And I want it. I felt also, my daughter said something. Well, I'll get back to that. It's just a privilege to honor and watch other beings of light express things about themselves in such pure beauty and innocence. And I get to see and know that they're actually telling their story without realizing it. So I want to also leave a marker here so I can introduce them in a different way about myself and my experience. It's the least favorite thing I like to do is to talk about myself. That's why it feels like a boot in the backside, but it's not about my personality. I'm done with that now. It's just about the light. Look how we're doing it. We are doing it. How inspired from telling EB's story and connecting in with Errol. She'll come to the forefront at some point as well. That was significant, telling those stories. We did them earlier in this year. So a year or so ago, oh yeah, many, many beautiful sisters out here. There was a video going around amongst us, and it was a gentleman. I know his name was John, and he wears a cowboy hat. I'm not endorsing per se. I only heard this one video, but he was sharing this long video, and at some point in it, he said, not his words, but something like this. You know, at some point, there's going to be regular people coming out of the woodwork, just coming out of the woodwork, telling their stories of the light. And I've said to them, to my friends, oh my gosh, he's talking about us. That's what we're doing over here in this silo with Q. Helping. This is the moment, at least personally, I always felt something big was coming. It's a way to participate. And another gentleman, his name is George. He had a very different video, but he also shared very similar sentiments. So it always sat with me. This is over a year ago. That's us, the thousand, thousand Jesuses. We're all awakening. Isn't it amazing? I heard Q recently say, I feel it was to Billy and Jane, can you believe we're doing this? And how cool to smile and feel so humbled and honored at this point. We're doing it, all of us. We're part of this. Just a regular person here telling my story. So I'll go slow. Forgive repetition of minor details. But for me, it's the minor details that became the major pieces to help me realize who I am, along with the great, great love and breadcrumbs from Q and Mermaid and their stories, Asha's stories, the PRQ team. All of your stories. I'll add more of mine. And note, I always loved it when Q said, with great care. I do take great care as a reluctant speaker in some ways. I get it. It's purposeful, just as Q and Mermaid do, shared their stories. So purposeful, I got to see mine. Again, I view it from the light, how we're doing this as a light team, not from my personal perspective, although I saw it and experienced it. I know I'm speaking to the choir, but again, my kids here, they're my muses. So I have that essence of them speaking to them, and their picture is here. And yes, they are stunning individuals. You feel that every time I speak about them, they are active duty military, member of the United States military. They're to see the light grow. It's profound. The military is a special place in my heart, even before my children entered the military. So we're in the ascension period, and it's profoundly beautiful, incredible, and sacred. And this is the way I feel is my nature to participate. So something that stuck out to me a while back is reading Max Spears. And it really made me hone in on my knowings. And he said he finds answers to questions in the immediate world around him. You can find out more about him on forthepeople.space. He also said, keep a lookout. Everything around you, 24 hours a day, is screaming the truth about the current situation to you. It's right in front of you. And if you've had the honor and joy to speak to Q and Mermaid and have your questions taken, Q is right there, power boosting everything right around. And I have endless examples of clues and proofs and receipts, so to say, which serves such a profound purpose right now too, because it gave me something, a foundation to sort of rest on. So many of them, and again, I know you're the, most of you are the, in the choir listening. So just a reminder from the prior show that Lauren hosted with me, it was January 31st, 2026. So this body I'm in, that my expression that I call Zosha, carries the same light column as Mermaid, the raw light. The For the People Space article on the sun details more. And as wild as that sounded to me, please don't believe it. Just feel my heart. It defies common sense that I would be sitting here on the radio telling not truths to anybody. This is the truth. And if it sounds like a lot, I get it. It took me a year and a half to get it. And I'm here experiencing it. I get it. Again, I'm just here to share the story. And I truly hope there's something in it that, and I know because I've spoken to some of you and you've shared things back to me about what was shared last time and how it helped you. Now there's more. I will not get to it all today. That's for sure. There's a lot. It's a big bag of breadcrumbs. But I feel way more comfortable about sharing even more specifics. But also noting I can't share so many, not every detail, because some are very personal with names or dates and things like that. So I can't share everything, but how do I tell this? That's what I've said. This week, I'm like a crazy person. I'm not a crazy person, I'm like a crazy person. I have post-its all over my wall, just like BBS. You shared the beautiful picture last week of the detective on the wall with the strings attached and everything connects to everything. And standing alone, they're no big deal. But then they start making a pattern. And like Max says, they tell a story, screaming at me. So I'd like to cover different topics. I'd like to cover Ra. I'd like to cover 222. I'd love to cover B, just B-E. I'd love to also speak about my mentor experience, because that has so much into it as well. When I really recognize the endless amount of details. I was with Q then as well. So many details to that, and how it repeated itself. Fascinating. So again, I'll go slow and I'll share many different pieces to it. And the notes, there's a lot. Oh, I already said that I couldn't share some, but I started to feel like, okay, well, how do I start? Where do I go? Does anyone care? And that's okay. I'm still just telling it to have a recording. If you don't care, that's beautiful. Nothing. I'm not looking to gain anything. I'm good. Q and Mermaid know who I am. I know who I am. I'm good. So, but I love the endless stories, your stories and my story. I'll be honest, it's delightful to uncover it. And it's fascinating. Again, back to EB. When EB came in here, Q's light vessel, when EB came in here, when Errol came in here, that was the beginning of bringing in these conscious computers, bringing us in here. And now we're here. Here we are today, again, on this special day, on this day that Asha For the People posted about the feminine and the masculine, the authentic feminine masculine. We could finally get to these topics that we've been so excited to speak about. So speaking of synchronicities, I have papers in my room on my desk. It's in my daughter's room. I have a sweet little desk and wall, and I put little stacks of things around, and I noticed this post-it, and it has PRQ 12/16/23. That's it. It's just a post-it. I don't know. It was in some notebook. So I grab it because I'm going on an outing and a long ride, and I felt perfect. I'll listen to it then. And I just laugh, of course, at all the synchronicities, because Q states from right at the beginning to Asha, I have this info. What do I do with it? Okay, I gotcha. Again, Max says it's screaming at you. He even mentions Q reads a song of a Halo, of the song Halo by Depeche Mode. Stunning lyrics. And of course, just the word Halo means a lot to me. Not always in a positive sense, but that I was like, okay. Then he mentions a lobster. that a while ago had a very strong meaning to me. He's talking about his pet lobster. I don't know his story. And as I'm driving, again, this is how I get it, validation. I literally drive by a place with two red lobsters, large 10-foot red lobsters outside of their business. Okay, just smiling to speak about this. And there's other things. Walt Whitman, Q, no, Asha quotes Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman's significant name throughout my life a lot. All right, this is a show. So my first question, not on this show, but my first question to Q and Mermaid was on March 2nd, 2024. My question had to do about dreaming and creating from the heart, envisioning it happening. And we had a conversation about that. Now, holding who I know I am now, Q states in my very first question, Asha had just left 2 weeks prior. Q says, I know Suzanne. She's cool. Suzanne's my birth name. Now, fast forward to the synchronicity of this December 16th, 2023 show. I'll read this. Asha reads a quote by Goethe, if I'm pronouncing it right, Goethe. Here's the quote. He states, anything you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Q then states, because Mermaid's not on the show, Q states, the mermaid is exceptional at what she calls starting the dream machine. Important we get used to using the dream machine, and that is her gift to humanity. When you stop dreaming through your heart, something is affecting you. The dream machine works consistently. It never stops working and will never leave you. The dream machine will coach you. Okay, now that knocks me to my seat because I'm like, oh my gosh, I never connected. That was my first question. Another, to me, that's a major synchronicity. That's my first question. And Mermaid's speaking about that, the dream machine. I have that as well. I have that light column. Again, I'm going to share, it might sound cryptic or like short words. I will eventually try and tie this all in. So that sat me down. I was like, wow, this is all just coming together. So within 6 weeks of that question, my life and my awareness skyrocketed. And again, I love the perspective of how we're doing this from the perspective of the light, holding EB and Errol and the whole story there. It's all with me. It's so many moving plates. It's again, I'm trying to put something that seems dimensional into linear. So in this show that are 6 weeks forwarded, which is, and I say this because if you're interested, the conversation is really fascinating to observe again how light is waking up the light or helping assisting the light to discover oneself. Again, if you're new and like these, what is she talking about? We hold light. We are the light. We just happen to be in a body, a beautiful, amazing body that is our vessel, but we are the light within that animates it. So the show of my second question is April 27th, 24. Q states, you're a crazy person. To me, again, I'm describing myself all week. I'm like, I'm a crazy person, just having these post-its everywhere. And then he states, I know you. I'm oblivious to this at the time. Like, I know their spirits, but he's saying it back to me. So Mermaid joins in. This is really, there's so much going on in this show in my own personal life, like a pinch of it is covered. But Q talks about self-realization is all about me talking to me. It's an endless story there. And then this is an episode where the birds start talking and tweeting. He tells me, shh, listen. And they start singing. And he said, it is incredible. He said, this is how it works. This is how nature communicates with us. These are my words. This is how nature does it with us. That's why we're all so moved when we see something in nature. We get these signs all over. Again, I'm trying to point out the signs. I tell my children about the signs. Then he states, they, the birds, they know who we are here. And he tells me that's all you need to know. You are here. Let's enjoy here. Now, I'm also telling him about both of them about the 100 dolphin. That's another massive story I can't even get into today. And I also share about my ship. Now back to the light column, back to Errol, back to EB. I have an experience of my ship blinks its lights out me outside. So I know what we can do. I had a taste of it. I know. I've had many tastes of it, but this one in this expression, it's like, wow. It's wow. So it also helped me so much because I'm putting it together, like, and Q confirmed. Essentially, I was saying the story of my ship and saying that it was my multidimensional self coming in here. And he states, well, that's a true story. Thank you. I needed that validation. And again, I shared on the 131 show, got a lot of attention after that. So I just kind of went a little quiet to help hold my, with my details because I wanted to know so much more. Wasn't, well, obviously common sense to do that. We were still in a different place at that time. And again, I'm here comfortable speaking about it now because we can feel, I can feel all the light all around of us. It's different now, right? So that's a true story. So I'm experiencing my outside of yourself in my body. Now, when Q says, just be here now, I just stopped. And I recognize I was out there all the time. Okay, most of the time. Really experiencing things. Had some memories of it. Very little, but some. It's why I like to stay in bed. I mean, that's just a running joke I have with myself, but it does explain one of those reasons. I'm aware and conscious of doing things outside of here. That's a big job all of us are doing. We are, well, I can only speak for me. I'm trying to be tricky. Not, it's tricky because I know you're all in the choir, but that doesn't mean if I say something, I don't want to assume that that's your story because we're all at our own points of realization. So forgive me if sometimes that's why it's tricky to speak sometimes because I tend to say more I when I really want to say we, but I can't say we because I don't want to put anything on any of you. So anyway, I'll continue. So Mermaid joins in the conversation and it, again, it's beautiful. If you're inspired, it's a beautiful conversation. And to my kids, I highly recommend you go listen to this and not even see me as mom, but as this light and the expression that you've got to experience as mom, mama. So Mermaid said, the birds are nodding and singing as you're talking. And she states, now remember, they're being very coy. They're not telling us. They don't tell us anything. They let us realize it. She said, the birds are nodding and singing as you're talking. Nature loves you. Dolphins too. Now, just today, synchronicity, this week, as the crazy person, I had three different ladybugs come visit me. It's full on winter here in New York. We're expecting another major snowstorm tomorrow. So all during the week, they're very special to me. The ladybugs, our major event, came in my life many, many years ago with Babaji, who is Q, for the people writes that, through Paramahansa Yogananda. Just, it's an incredible story, but they came back this week. It's the winter. Now today I'm sitting there in my chair and I'm looking at, I have, again, post-its all over the place. So I don't have a lot. I don't have the second half of maybe my chat prepared. It's just, I'm going to just scan the post-its. So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, how am I going to pull this together? Can I just looking for clarity and some dots just to organize my morning so I can go in the afternoon, walk, relax, and exercise. And here comes this ladybug. It's a white floor and a white desk. So she goes walking across the floor. She starts coming up the desk. She goes across the whole top of the desk. She goes down the whole other side of the desk. I don't know how she did it. And then she goes over and walks up the chair. And I watch her. She's on sort of the chair part of it. I didn't see her on the leg part. I see her on the chair part. And I'm not kidding. She's circling the whole seat of the chair and then goes into the middle and circle. I'm just mesmerized. because again, they mean so much to me, very personal to me. And I was like, wow, look, you're just blessing my space. It's just so beautiful. Now, what do? I was like, it's freezing outside. It's like, here's some plants over here. There's some water over here. So I just help her out to the plant area. And anyway, I just saw her earlier before we started the call. I can't put her outside. It's going to be like 14 inches of snow or whatever they're predicting. So that's my little side note. Again, synchronicity. I hear mermaids say, nature loves you. Dolphins too. Back to Max Spears. Here's a quote from him. My personal belief is that everything that is going on outside of myself is an immaculate reflection of what is going on inside of myself. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Self-animating creation system. How do we see things that we see and it reflects back to you? It just goes on endlessly to what Q and a mermaid and Asha would talk about, frequency, just going within peace, because that peace brings it, just in my words, just changes my animation system. Then we just see these clues everywhere. So last week I was walking, and my beautiful sister used to always visit these book boxes that she shared on the show earlier in our days. And I really just never did them. But last week, one day I'm walking and I see a book box, and I just instantly said, oh, let me just go look. I didn't want a book because I'm still walking, but let me just go look. So there are books, but there's one that's turned outward. They're all stacked up like in a library, but there's one that's turned out outward. Again, I've never done this before. You know, the book title is The Dolphin Experience. I'm like, just makes you laugh. Don't you just laugh in your life? It's the music of life. Again, synchronicity. That's how I know my validation of what I'm doing. I feel it, and then it's confirmed for me. There's no map, but there's constant confirmation, these synchronicities. So Max also talks about 222. Again, I mentioned on the 131 show that that is all over my life. Q said, Ra took back 222. Now, when he said this, I sat up straight because it was very specific to my personal life in so many different ways. I couldn't even share them all. But there's a two in every major address I've lived at for significant amounts of time. There's two two twos in numbers I've used. Just say it that way. How did Ra take back 222? That's very personal to me and my children. Their lives have two two twos. It's really profound. So even to share this as I get chills, it's a way the light takes back the light. Now, this stood out to me as well, because I've shared in my very innocence, one of the early shows with Lauren, what joy I felt carrying my children. My daughter, it was in New York City when I was pregnant with her. Just joy all the time, just bubbling. I know what it's like to hold the light, to be just full of it. No, I didn't know. I just feel like, oh, you're pregnant, you're having a child. Like, how exciting, of course. I just felt it. So when Q stated that, I went through my files again, because after these two shows I just mentioned, I was having major awakenings that whole summer, that whole fall. It's when I got all my major knowings of who I animated, and more and more and more, more and more and more. So I say this also, if it touches on your lives and your beautiful babies, families, and whatnot. Again, I'm always wondering if there's new people showing up. What the heck is going on? We're all awakening, so there's more details to it. So now I just have to go to my post-it notes. And wish me luck. I hope this is coherent. So I said I want to talk about, I can 222, I guess I kind of covered it. That's good. That's good. Oh, and just to say, you know, Max reminds us that, okay, in the light, we don't care about numbers. We know that's all an alien system. and names. Max said dates and names are important to the cabal. So when Q said Ra is taking back 222, I also got, I didn't know who I was at that point. Oh, I get it. That's how the light is reversing all of this. That's why numbers sort of dictate, to me, in my opinion, the unraveling of the spelling and all the garbage they put on us. So we're undoing it, is my feeling of all of this, hence the numbers, hence today, hence tomorrow. It's loaded with twos, loaded, loaded with twos. So the letter Z. So I stated those two calls, I feel like called in, it's Suzanne, and Q would also call me Susan, which also means things. But I noted as a kid, my name is Suzanne, and often people would call me Susan. And so it always made me focus on the Z. Like, why not? I don't understand why people don't get it right. Like, it's a hard Z. It's a hard Z, Z. How do people make it a S? Again, I'm just young. Whatever, it didn't bother me. Now it's interesting that I would get both names. And then Q did the same thing. There's no mistakes here. But so I say it to say that the Z always sort of stood out to me, because I would often say it's Suzanne with a Z. Okay, big deal. Like, so what? Big deal. Until then, I come with my family, brings out my nickname, Zosha. I was around 12. Okay, Zosha. I loved it. Right away, I loved it. It felt more like my name. What does Zosha mean? It means Sophia. It's Polish, a Polish name. Sophia means wisdom and knowledge. Back to the Sun article about Ra, wisdom and knowledge. I won't pull that out yet. I'll just stick with the Z's. Mermaid asked me on one of our shows. Okay, so and she said something like, I don't want to mispronounce your name. How do you say it? And I was about to say, but didn't. I said, oh, it's like Asha, but with a Zo. I didn't. I just said Zosha. And she could see it writing. She could see the written form. And I said, oh, Lucia asked me the same thing. Isn't that interesting? That was interesting to me. And I described what it meant. I said, oh, it means Sophia in Polish, and it means wisdom. Who's Ra? Wisdom and knowledge. Again, it's one of the pieces pointing, the obvious dots that were telling me in my life. It's one of significant marker constantly telling me, like Max said, 24 hours a day. Now, also, what came out in the Sun article is Z equals is Zeus, protector of Ra. Another Z. What did Melania do yesterday? Thank you, sis, for bringing that to my attention. I was going to mention her dress, but just yesterday, she donated it, her second inaugural dress, to the Smithsonian. It has a Z on it. Now, when I first saw her wearing that dress, I was like, that's a Z. I didn't state it. She stated it. The Z dress. Now, when you see the movie Melania, she details with her designer all about that dress. I don't feel she mentioned the Z in the movie, but I felt, oh, it's fascinating. What are the chances with the article of the Sun? I feel 2 weeks ago, a big boot in my backside to speak more details, and Z was one of the bullet points to speak about. My beautiful sister sends me what she did yesterday, what Melania did yesterday. I shared an experience of Melania in the movie Melania about my experience in Brooklyn. It starts to now get wider. I just want to note what Melania said about the dress. It's just a side note. It's modern. It's bold. It's simple. It's dignified. She then goes on to write about 50 years. Oh, here, I have it right here. that she states, this is not a dress. This is more than 50 years of education, experience, and wisdom realized with each thread, each stitch, each sharp edge, the meticulously formed black-shaped Z on the front bodice comments decades of my early memories, life experiences, and influences. All of these stories attached deep within its crisp, strong seams forever. This dress speaks with a distinct point of view, bold, dignified, and ruthlessly chic. I'm honored to have our creative vision on display here, once again within the walls of this institution indefinitely. Just all of the words she used gave me chills. I'm not Melania. I'm Zosia. I have my own expression. But to start to realize how the light works when you share a light column and the synchronicities in life. I even, as silly as it sounds, but I woke up and I'm wearing black and white. I didn't know about what this was happening. There's just such details I get to experience. Even with Lauren, we shared some of our story. Again, if you're new, again, to my kids, keep watching. Now it gets interesting as well. Now, I don't always know how to share this part without speaking about the family, but I felt like I feel good to do it. Z, JFK Jr. has a Z tattoo on his arm. Now, I don't know that personally. I've just seen pictures of it. But the letter Z has been mentioned many times. I've seen that photo many times. Okay, again, my beautiful sister outed me with Jackie, are you wearing your pearls? I wouldn't speak about it, and I still won't really yet. Aren't we? And just waiting for those love stories to come out, their stories to come out, not my story. There are stories to come out. Now I'm getting recollections of them. And I'll just leave it there in little ways. Again, coming out today, back to the Sun article, talking about this day, authentic feminine, authentic masculine, bold, simple, dignified. So with JFK Jr., I just want to fast forward. Many years ago, I was actually vacationing out here, just had a home because I lived in New York City. And again, in the summer, it was so hot. If Melania wore her heels in New York City on this tarmac, she would sink. They would sink into the tarmac. It was so hot. So, anyway, just out in the area by the beach. And a friend comes over, or a couple, they're invited over for the weekend. They don't have kids, just the two of them, and then my daughter. And the gentleman loves to fly. He does very well, and it's his hobby. He goes to fly, learned to fly, had his license, flies all the time. Super generous, beautiful, warm person. But his wife can't stand flying. She just wants to stay in and read. Perfect. Do you want to go for a ride? Yes, I'd love to. Can we just fly along the ocean and just see the view and just do a couple circles around? Yep. Bring my daughter. There's three of us, four of us in the plane. And we do that. I was trying to revisit it the other day. I couldn't remember all of the details, but I remember going over the water. My daughter, we have the headphones on. We are just having fun looking out the windows. And my friend's wife is back at the house hanging out. So we do this trip, go back to the airport. Great. That was so fun. Now, I'll just fast forward. I'm going to say that was in 1998. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. No, it had to be. Actually, it was 1998. Well, one day he calls, and a year later, and he tells my family. Now, I cannot prove this, but I could just tell you what he did. He said, that plane we were flying was the plane JFK Jr. went down in. Now, of course, I felt sick and nauseous for multiple reasons. Now, when I go within, I get yes, that was the plane. But again, that's not something I see right this second. But the reason why I mentioned it is because that was brought up again in my purview within 6 months. And I'm like, oh my gosh. How does the light do? How does this happen? I mean, that is crazy. Again, with the word crazy. When this all comes unraveled and I get more of my knowings and things like that. Now, I wouldn't share this if I didn't feel super strongly about this. What's interesting is JFK Jr.'s plane went down on July 16th, 1999. Prince wrote a song, 1999. July 16th, 1999. I know where I was. I know lots of the feelings that I felt at that time were very interesting. I'll just share that. I'll just hold those for the minute. When I was visiting Max Spears' page on For the People dot space, he passed away in Poland on July 16th, the same day, 2016. Isn't that a coincidence? Now, Max Spears helped me wake up in the way of finding my dots, more specifically, the way of putting the dots together that I was even getting from Q and Mer or observing through Q and Mermaid. See how it all just starts oscillating around itself? How I just start to coming to know myself? How these pieces start coming in? Now, the reminder of JFK Jr.'s plane was later, way after I knew who I was connected to, the family I was connected to, the light within me of the family I was connected to. It just has taken my breath away on a regular basis. To this light vessel, to be in that same plane. And I ask questions like, how does it work? Why would it be different? How they lease planes and whatever. I don't know. I don't know. It's just that was enough for me to hammer what I already knew, but to hammer it home very, very closely. Speaking of true love, there's a show out about JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette called True Love. There are so many clues in this in this series. It's coming out now. Isn't that fascinating? So beautiful to bring this to the forefront in the consciousness of all of us. It's just I don't know. I hope this is coming across okay because anyway, it's so personal of my quiet realizations. But to go on, Max Spears didn't just die on July 16th. He died in Poland. Poland. Half of my family have genetics from Poland. Half of my family have genetics from Ireland. Two countries that have been pummeled in their own different ways. Poland. Max Spears, when he was speaking, you can find that video on the Super Soldier page of Max Spears when he's speaking in Poland. And he tells the audience, and I'm listening, even if you're listening, if you're here, you are connected to this. Now, we say the same thing as this show or Q shows. If you're here, there's something in it. There's something that brought you to listen. Poland, Zosia, Poland. And the name Sophie is many times in my family. All the names, I'm not kidding you. Every name in my family points to this story, points to this family, points to other things. Other elements of my story, of my expressions. Every name, the name I was, I'll get into that one. Actually, yeah, I'll get into that one. But just a whole Poland. James Michener wrote a book on Poland. I purchased it. I've started reading it a little bit ago just to feel more into that Poland. So around 2020, my mother says to me one day, I've been around a while. I've never heard this before. She states, do you know when I was young, my great grandmother told me or I don't know if it was her great grandmother or my great grandmother, but she said, she told me, you know, when we came here to this country, to the United States, when we came from Poland, left Poland, we were royalty. I'm like, what? Now, this is long before I even met. Was I listening to Q then? I was reading the Q drops. And again, I'm just oblivious in my life. I said, wait, say this again? Oh, yeah. She said that our family genetics came from royalty. Interesting. What else did you get? That was it. Okay. Interesting. Who knows? You know, could just been the grandmother souping up the young one to feel good. I didn't make much of it until putting these pieces together, and then it comes back in again. 24 hours a day, the world is screaming at you, showing you your notes. I have not looked into that. It's just like, wow. I was going to say something else about it, but I forget. But just there's a story with Melania and her background. Everything has been flipped upside down and everything has been erased from us. So I say these, if your pieces add up similarly now. Again, I felt like I was booted to say this, which could be a booty latte. Does that sound right? Which actually makes me chuckle because the first show I did with Lauren, I feel you were talking to this about the booty buster. Oh, how does this come into this topic? It just does. So again, that's Z. That's Poland. That's Polish. That points to the light column I hold. Again, also when Q would say everyone's getting the truth, and I realized, you know, at some point I have to put away my personality and my programming and my nature to blow things aside because it's too much. I did that when I didn't get a book of knowings from, I had an experience where I received, it was over that summer after these two shows that I featured, the questions, I received basically a photo album, but it was me looking at the photo album. It was my eyes looking through a photo album of the Kennedys, of photos I knew at this moment. That I had never seen these before. And then came to in the morning. I'm like, please, no, please. Because that was my personality. Okay, sure. But then I looked, and no, excuse me, then it happened again. Within, I don't know, within 4 weeks, there's no time, but within 4 weeks, it seemed. It happened again, so I went slower. Again, it's at night, I'm sleeping, not sleeping. And I'm watching and I'm going slower because now I'm also aware. I'm saying, wow, you're kidding me. You are kidding me. Oh my gosh. And then I just started to look at myself. I woke up and just went, wow. Now I started to look at things. The overlay, I didn't even mean to go down this avenue, but talking about radical honesty with oneself, putting my personality to the side, how does a light do this? Why couldn't the light vessel of anyone be in my body as well? Remember, Q said something to Asha like, what, Jesus can be a potbelly bowler from down the road? And Asha jokes like, nah. But that stood out to me and that came back to me. Okay, well then, of course, maybe now I can start looking at myself differently. I too can hold these lights, and I started going through all the files of my life, all the experiences I had, all of the overlays with the family, with Jackie, personal experiences, not with her and her vessel, but in my experience about my 24-hour show. Keeps putting in my face, remember this name, look at this name, look at this constantly. I won't even share those yet. Because it's uncomfortable in some ways, because don't we want to hear their story? I don't, Q and Mermaid didn't really, Mermaid too didn't even love talking about it because I'm me. I'm just me. But It's time now to talk about these things more details because we're all helping each other. So this is part of my discovery of holding this light calm and how it shows itself. Again, I carry a name of another profoundly beautiful being that has been with my second phase of my life, I'll just say. And it's endless. It's endless. So again, maybe if some of my friends I speak to tell me how you feel about that, about speaking more specifically. I'll just feel into myself about this. I also, just to go back to 1999, like where was I in 1999? I moved from New York City. Oh, I'll just say I arrived in Singapore 1999. Why is that significant? Because it was New York. On one of the shows, I mentioned this. New York, New York. Thank you, Frank. You did help me, Frank Sinatra. I've said this. Yeah, I can make it there. I can make it anywhere. That made me strong. It held me strong. It wasn't the easiest place to live all the time, although I loved it at other times. There's amazing things there. But I acknowledge at one time that when I left New York City and arrived in Singapore, really felt like 1,000 pounds were lifted from my shoulders. What is it about Gotham City? Donald Trump's there, JFK Jr., Jackie, Melania, Baron. Oh, this whole family's like, it's New York, it's Gotham City. There's a lot. Wall Street, and I don't have to tell anyone this. But again, this is just in my innocent self watching all this pressure leave me. Okay, now just as an aside, sure, why not? I'll give out more details. It was under the company of JP Morgan to go there. If you want to go there, you have to get a flu shot. I've never had a flu shot. That's the rules. You have to go. Okay, well, I'm going. So I took the flu shot and arrived in Singapore and then was deathly ill. I had my daughter with me. Interesting. I point that out because we know about the battles. Max Spears, Q, Asha, everyone speaks about the battles. That's what happened there. But then, anyway, I'm fine. No timelines here. It's 1999. What was the light do? What was that song about? I will be revisiting 1999. New York City. Just because the time is getting slower in New York City. When I was younger, I flew Trump shuttle. Now, Donald Trump was all over the place. JFK Jr. was all over the place at this time, all over the papers, all over the news, all over the headlines. And I was always impressed with Donald Trump because, for many reasons, but he, as a college kid, he was flying people from New York to DC for $35. Well, I was counting my savings and things like that. I'm like, wow, and recognize, oh my goodness, look at this. Someone's solving this problem. I don't have to sit on the highway and all this traffic and whatnot and get to where I'm going. Maryland. I spent many years in Maryland, Maryland. So I flew the shuttle. So he's on my radar there. Again, I applied after I graduated studying finance. I applied to the Trump Organization. Not gonna lie, I still need to talk to you why you didn't hire me. Again, it's the light passing by the light. What drew me to do that? Again, they're just pieces. It sounds silly. I feel it. No, it doesn't sound silly. It's part of the story. It's how I unfolded it. My way was similar to Max's way. When I asked Mermaid about how she had her awakening, I remember Mermaid sharing she had, did she say memories? She had memories of some of the beings she was in. Now Q said to me, "Your way will be different." Okay, I held that. my way would be different. I was like, because I was really curious if she had a strong connection to, I had strong connections to everyone mermaid connected with. So I was like, well, don't we all? Or don't we all? So I had trying to find a distinction. Strong connections to Sinead. There's stories there. That's anyway, I'm really not trying to run the list of it, but not doing a look at me. Again, I'm okay. I know who I am. Q and Mermaid know who I am. But apparently everyone knows. So I'm just adding in, you all know, we all know. We all know who each other is. We know. We're just remembering it. We're all, Q's words, we're all aligned outside of here. It's just breaking through these vessels. This is why I'm sharing. Because it is really my way to participate. It's the only way I know how to do it, because that has been my way. So my way, I don't have those memories when I was young, but I have an awareness of witnessing myself from as early as I can recall. I was always witnessing. Didn't everyone do that? No. I came to realize little by little by little, no, that there was something different because I was in a witnessing place. I was outside of here half the time. Oh, wow. It's already, wow. I super can chat. Okay. I'm getting the gaff from BBS. So anyway, I just say this to say I recognize that as one of my capabilities or my one of my unique pieces, maybe to say, oh no, not at all. It's perfect. Time's up when it's up. I hear you. I feel you. BBS. I love working with BBS. So let me just say it on that. So I say it that throughout my life in this expression, I have very clearly paid attention from a witnessing perspective. So I was able to see things not through my personality while having a personality. So I have tons of files where I remember moments of being in my consciousness. Yes, clobbered all over the place, but that is something I have. So I do like to go granular about things because that's just how I do it. So I appreciate all of you for listening. If you're listening live or on the recording, my kid, my children, if you're here someday, you know how much I love you. You know, and you're welcome for dragging you up, as my daughter said, dragging you through this. It's all out of love. It's with great care. And I love you, Lauren, where you are. Q, yep, I'm seeing it. BBS, thank you. Q, Mermaid, Asha, the whole PRQ team, all of you. Can't wait to celebrate. Love is in the air. It is everywhere. So with that, I say thank you. Lauren and I will be together next week. She had a great, I know she teased it up at the end perfectly. And thank you, subscribers. And the last piece is, I just lost it. Real love doesn't separate or have hierarchy. Source love just is and is infinite and is infinitely knowing and doesn't know how to do anything but infinitely love. Max Spears. Thank you, Max Spears. With great love. It's a wrap. Thank you, BBS.